And efforts are ramping up to boost vaccination numbers in districts which are lagging behind the rest of the country. Taranaki DHB has the lowest numbers. Just 27.7% of the region's eligible population were fully vaccinated as of last week. That is nearly a quarter less than the national percentage. Associate Health Minister Aisha Verrill says the government has been in talks with local iwi.
It is not just enough to have a national average, but to protect individual localities from outbreaks, we do need to reach a high level. We are having conversations with those areas where the levels aren't as high as they are elsewhere.
Joining us now is Warren Nichols, General Manager of the Ngārua Hine Iwi Health Services, which works in the Taranaki Rohe. Kia ora.
Good morning.
Why is it, do you understand, that Taranaki is lagging so far behind?
You know, that's the golden question, isn't it? And I think largely it's about we're needing a strategy that targets Māori and vulnerable first and foremost. We have a high population of Māori in Taranaki, and our strategies need to be fit for purpose, reaching out into their communities, surrounding them with the services, reducing the barriers to access.
What is it about the current strategy that has not been working? What needs to change?
I think the current strategy has largely been clinic-based services and required a very vast rural spread of locality to mobilise, to transport themselves to clinic-based services. So creating a strategy where services come out to the people and reaches into their little communities, into their households, that's the priority for us moving forward.
So you need some of the ShopBro buses.
Yes, absolutely. Totally. That would be advantageous. Totally.
Okay. So is this about, you're saying it's about access, but also is it about hesitancy? Is it about people needing to have a greater level of connection, of conversation before they get the vaccine?
That is so on point. It is about utilising our connection with our people to address all of that. And the hesitancy, the unanswered questions is still very high in people's minds. We're inviting all our people to have a conversation. The undecideds are just as welcome as those who are intentional in their desire for a vaccination. If we can, you know, our test point is to be able to get into the house, have a conversation. At times that might be a difficult conversation to have, but be allowed back to keep that conversation going, to really start to unravel for whānau the questions, the answers they haven't yet found, so that they're actually making really well-informed choices based on good information.
Just briefly, what would be the thing that you want to see that makes the difference for Taranaki? What could happen?
I think we need to personalise our approach, and it has to be household by household, much smaller community-based services, reaching into every little community of Taranaki, bringing the services to them, not just in clinics, but actually having a team that actually can get into each and everyone's homes, knocking on the door, having a conversation, understanding the mindset, and then working with whānau to unleash their potential to see the advantage of being vaccinated.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning on Morning Report. That's Warren Nichols there from the Ngārua Hine Iwi Health Services in the Taranaki region.